that his apologies are not genuine enough, let me see if I have committed to education. But I won't judge him. We will read out the apologies. Llewellyn, would you just read out the apologies, please?
I'll start with records of receiving an apology from Ms. Gina to the next county that we have been arranged for a family member responsible. I've received an apology for Mr. Swasana, who is currently in the environmental field. I know that he will watch him. He's special with his community. I've received from Dr. James. He also has a constituent in great work that he wants to attend to in Worcester. He has sent you the apology. Ms. Kuza Linda has also stuck with her commitment. She won't be able to make it. Ms. Kuza Linda, would Honorable Wilson from the ID, unable to attend as well. From his office. Honorable Dudley, I do believe she's on an international visit. She won't be around for the next two either. And then also an IMX mission is from Honorable Jacobo that he won't be available.
I would like to add a new book with apologies, please, because I went through the apologies nicely, they are reasons. No, she wasn't reasons. Why people didn't like this. Because, like I looked at the Honorable James, he's conscious of some kind of mayoral electoral selection, so I mean, it's all part of his work that he's supposed to do. A new book with apologies, please. Thanks, Honourable Member. Thank you. The next invitations that we received. The first invitation is to a national conference developing a skilled and equitable workforce in the CPG sector for inclusive growth jobs. And that one is on the 21st of March. And the people that will be going there will be involved on Romana, on Regina, on Shana, and then Honorable Khan Yahoo, the four people that's going. Then we received another invitation on equity in the realization of child rights in South Africa. The name should be mixed with the Pantomani. So you have to look where you can go and call them. And then I think on what they call going to store it, that would be that stuff. Which they see at that time. So that would be the stuff store. Llewellyn, I'm unsure, but our whole committee is supposed to go to Victoria. And the date that we're looking at the moment is the date we're looking at will be after this workshop. It will be towards the end of the week, but we'll come back with the dates to you, where each member will have to go to Victoria. And we'll remain there for about 2 or 3 days. Did I just stop the meeting for a while I'm waiting on the stomach of Uncle Mark Tavera? Uncle Member, Milana?
On the invitation, where every member is supposed to go? I suppose it's this weekend?
Now it's only this weekend. It's supposed to be towards the end of March.
Okay,
fine. End of March. Therefore, I have to go.
Okay. When?
Yes, I got that. There's Martha, Gina, Nishana, and Hanra. We all went to a theater conference. That had been Janisburg, and that had been Greenville. Then the four of and under the four of us, under the woman, that had been on April 3rd. In the realization of child rights in South Africa, and that will be missing in January. On the 3rd and 3rd. And then we'll do the date with four members who have come to Victoria. Because we have come to Victoria. We're going to do that in the team with the department, a position of the department. Let us go to the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. In front of you should have the amendment. That will be the amendment will be B-0310. You should have that in front of you. And then you should have the Education Laws Amendment as B-36B-2010. Have you got those two bills in front of you? Let us look at the amendments agreed to. Have you got that in front of you? Everyone? Amendments agreed to. And then you open your bill, the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, and you go to page 3. Page 3. And there we got, we were supposed to on page 3 from line 6. To omit the definition of education institution and substitute education institution being any institution. You see that there? Are you satisfied with that amendment? Is the amendment correct?
That's right.
Yes. You see it there? Everyone? That will be page 3B. Right at the top. That old amendment has to come in there. Is it correct?
No.
Now I'm telling you yes, or now they just let's look. Let's look at clause 9, and that will be on page 4. Clause 9, page 4. We just do cross-referencing. Schools to be inserted, page 4, clause 9, and then it will be 52, the governing body of the school. Have you got it there? Of the school, just put in as contemplated in chapter 4. Line 40. 41, 42, 43, 44. Have you got line 44? Is it correct?
Yeah,
that's what she's
saying.
On from
Shuana,
are you with
us?
No, not with Fetch. That show on from Shuana is. No, that show is original. Page 4. Look at section 9 at the bottom. So you see line 40 on the one side, on the outer side. That's not 40, but 41, 42, 43, 44. Is it okay? Have you got it? Yes, on H. H-I. Have you got it? There's the last line. With I. You got it? On the book map?
Yes.
You want that?
Yeah.
Where are you now,
Chief? We are on page 4. Clause 9. Then you have H there. Then you have I. And it relates the provision of information. Have you got that one? Have you got it there? No, people don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you got it, but people next to don't have it.
We might.
We
might. Let's look at the next clause 11. Look at this 3A1. No particle is still activity. Say about that one. Yes, now look at the second line. During school time.
Yes.
And then what we add is determined by the governing body of the school in terms of section 3211 in our school. Now let's look at we saw how we live and then to omit on page 11 on line 6 to omit determined by the governing body in terms of that. So at last there we see the people. Okay. Let's look at clause 12. Remember there were quite a number of paragraphs there. A, B, a C, a D, a E. And everything was taken out and it was in the new was just for A, a governing body may with the approval of a member of the executive council. Remember they talked about the finance committee and all that. And they reserved only for A, 1, 2, and D. And we were told that yes, it was dangerous and then we deleted danger. In order let's go to clause 19 as we were saying. Remember we talked about remember about in services in there. Clause 19.4. And must manage within its available resources. Remember we spoke they were saying that they had to be in service training and was changed. In order? Then 23, clause 20, clause 23, remember the bottom, this act is called the Basic Law Amendment Act 2010 and changed to 2011. In order? Yes. Then we have to go, that is the short cycle. Let us go back to the long cycle of the bar. Remembering the long cycle of the bar. We deleted our section and we take time up to and to be fun. We deleted our section and then we have to also delete a certain section there when it came to text to say that is section. Yes, to manage within its available resources. In order? Yes. And people, honorable members, sorry. We did the ball last week, clause by clause, and we dropped it on it. The only thing we did now was to go through the ball just to see that it is correct, our section we were built with. In order, there's no voting on this. What will happen now to the bill? The bill will go to again to the committee section, and then it goes to the printer, and it will be in the ACC tomorrow already. And remember, we are debating this. We're not sure at the moment, but I think Llewellyn has informed us timely when this bill will be debated to the committee. Yes, and there's a lot that we can speak about. Thank you. Yes. exactly what is your position to the Qataris. We now know what are the party's positions. I would like to ask a question on the name that you people support the bill.
When I put in my apology,
yes.
I did mention that we support the bill, but we have some reservations on the part of two clauses. That one on the port activities, the only ones, and also on the on space being responsible for professional instead of training, you know, and I want to support me.
I'd like to thank all political parties. Supporting a balanced chair. Thank you. Let's look at the draft report on the petition back on the bill we're looking at. Have you got that one? For Colonel Committee on Basic Education. We are just going to go through this minute, and they will make a decision on what we're going to do. Let's look at page 1 of the minute. Are you satisfied? There they just speak about the input by honourable. They say when did this meeting take place? The input by honourable Luenge. And then also the input and then the performance of the 6 schools. Is this page in order? Don't look at page 2, just look at page 1, please. Have you got it? It's dated Wednesday, the 2nd March 2011. Is the first page in order? Tell you about the petition. It speaks to what the rule says. It says when this meeting took place. It gives the input by Honourable Luenge. And then it ends with the performance of the 6 schools were as follows. And you can see the performance there. I think there's only 2 schools that about 50%. Can we pass the first page? May I sign? We sign it off, thank you. Let's look at page 2. It still continues with the performance of the school. It speaks about the Nestle application for subsidy. And then the input by the department, that was very important. Lowell, where is this annexure A that you speak about? And it's annexure K. Alright, I'm signing off. Then page 3, the head of the department, the registration that should follow. And then what was initiated by the Eastern Cape, because remember, there's a certain criteria when it comes to the independent schools. I think the results when it comes to grade 12 must be over 50%. And the head of the department has the right to withdraw the subsidy. So there is policy when it comes to the independent schools. Satisfied with page 3? Alright. Then we come to the last page from addition there, the 5 schools involved in the petition. They speak about the total number of schools. And then the conclusion, the information and documentation received by the committee, specifically the performance required in the legislation a regulatory provision that guides the subsidization of independent schools, confirms that the actions of the Department of Education in the Eastern Cape was in line with the departmental policy. I think that was very, that is very crucial. And all the six schools performed below the required provincial average, grade 12 rate for public schools in 2009, and then in Tata College of Math and Science should be eligible for subsidy in 2011 based on improved performance in 2010 matriculation results, provided meets all the other criteria. Everyone satisfied with that? No questions? So we can pass this minute. Who moves the minute? Yes, the report, Honorable Marnie. And who seconds it? And I think what should happen with this, Llewellyn, you just tell us what is going to happen to this. The people will just wait to the ACT. But remember, we received a letter. And I think when this report goes through, there might be a letter attached to Mr. Luende, to the Petitions Committee, and to Speaker Kerr, just to say, and you give the conclusion of the last paragraph. The conclusion, you write in the letter to say, you know, there are laws and policies governing independent schools. That's why I ask you people, I read through the conclusion. And you put in the conclusion and you attach it. Thank you. Let's look at a draft report on quality and access to education. It's quite a long report with an index. You find it as a report with a long index. Quality, that's a draft report on quality and access to education. Have you got it? It starts there, the first page is table of contents. And table of contents is from page 1, and it goes to page 22, and then when it comes to the numbers, it's 1, 2, 3, and if you look at the issues that emerged from the hearing, curriculum issues, the design and structure, the coherence, the picture of content, etc. So are you satisfied? Let us not look at the index first, let us look to the content, and then come back to the index. So let's look at page. No, Llewellyn. Pages have been numbered. Where the number? Page 1 was the number, yes? Sorry, Llewellyn. Page 1 was the number. And then on page 1, that's the introduction and background. Are you satisfied with page 1? There they just speak to, when it comes to introduction and background, it's normally the terms, you know, the it could be the terms of reference within it and the way the hearings were conducted. And they speak on the last about the overlap in certain issues. Satisfied with page 1? Are you satisfied with page 1? I think that some people didn't read. Alright, now read through page 1. I give you about 2 minutes just to go through page 1 and page 2. Now only page 1. Read from 1.1 to 1.8. You may switch off your mic. Everyone switch off your mic. Let me first say, the report was handed out 2 weeks ago to all the members. And all the members were required to read. Who read? I would like Page 1, agreed rules as follows. That is input that was made by the committee. The committee says that should be added in. Then, if you look at page 2, you also have the academic course. That's why the committee asked to be put in. Then on page 3, we have the technical courses that you want to add in. Page 4, the Mitchell's Plain School of Skills. Then if you look at page 5, you have the 4.3, working words were inserted. 4.6, there's insertion there too. Then you look at page 6, 4.8, insertion. Page 7, you have about 3 insertions. We have the direction, etc. Page 6, and as you go along, then you just add insertions. But what is important, the recommendations of recommendations on page 9 that were made, 7.1 to 7.10. Did you people look at, everyone read through this report, I'm sure. It's an old report, but let's look if you are satisfied with the recommendation. We have 7.1, the problem of certification for learners of schools of skills need to be addressed. Satisfied? What should be issued? Yes? Issued. Just change. 7.2, the issue of long waiting lists for admission. Satisfied with that? Then 7.3, the training of educators. Then 7.4, the building of more schools. 7.5, the department should make bursaries available. 7.6, these types of schools should be established in all provinces. 7.7, there should be coordination among all schools of skills. 7.8, transition of learners from schools of skills to FET. 7.9, learners with learning disabilities. Then 7.10, admission criteria. Everyone satisfied with the recommendation? Yes?
Can you write we talk of an issue where we have an
For
example, the challenge of long waiting. I understand you call it an issue, but that's an issue. Why do you say the issue is long waiting?
I think
yes.
Yeah.
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 Well, I think when we visit the schools, that principal raised very often very issues. The promised issues to us, not which way to discuss. You know, that's why in the context, therefore, we say that this issue was raised.
Yes, Anton Bera.
In fact, this report at some point, not as is, it did serve before this committee. And at that point, the recommendations were not as they are. But that was our concern after the visit, that we needed recommendations clearly articulated as to what should happen. Those who visited needed to inform this committee as to exactly what are they recommending. Because it was difficult to recommend when they've not been there. That's what we get from. At least here today, there are about 10 recommendations which are there. Some of these issues were issues that we needed to ensure that this year, for instance, do not happen. Let's talk a waiting list or for admission or for some of the people who have been cleared, who should have been able to ensure that they don't happen. Even the certificates that are supposed to be issued, which they don't necessarily get, we need to ensure that it does not affect, it does not recur. All I'm saying, Chair, is that as we adopt it, so that we do not lose these issues and leave and only be reminded again at the beginning of the year or the end of the year when these learners don't get issued with certificates and all, there's work that and many other issues. We needed to figure out each one of those and say, this is how we're going to resolve this one. This is, if it is the Department of Education, we will be able to say, this one is the Department, this one is the Department of Human Resources, this one is whoever. So that on each of those, there's a clear action which needs to be taken. And I could recommend that this should be addressed, that not to deal with that, because then it's not clear by when, by who, and so on. It may not be good for us to have it in our mind that this one must be dealt with, and at the back of our mind we know we should deal with it. It should be spelled out that this one needs the following stakeholders or key players, all players, in resolving the matter. So that if something of the past, next time when we meet, we don't have this thing still there for us, because then we'll have been able to resolve it. All I'm saying, Chair, is that we have to have moved a step forward. We have been able to come up with the recommendation. But if you look at the period of the visit, and now that we are adopting the recommendation, it's a year, full year. It has just taken too long. You know, it has just taken too long. In the process, those who are subjected to this condition are suffering. Because it means another batch of cohort of students passed without either certification, and so on and so on. And we are there to try and deal with the situation ourselves. So we may need to move quickly by saying, how do we resolve this? If we understand they must be resolved. Mm-hmm. But then the issue is, how do we get them resolved as quickly as possible?
Thank you, Honorable
Member.
Honorable Hanmako.
Yeah, I just want to support Mr. Makubel. If you look at 7.4,
mm-hmm.
where it says the building of more schools or skills with the ultimate solution. That is not strong enough. That recommendation is not really strong. I personally would say we should go further than that. Who's going to build these schools and by when? Because obviously, presently, the other provinces, you know, don't have these facilities. So, to just to add to what we need, just to support, we need to look at that as an example and say, if by the year 2015 or something of that nature, the schools are already erected, I think, something along those lines. But as it is right now, you know, it would be very loose just to say ultimate solution. Now, when is this ultimate solution going to come? That's just what we're wondering about. The next thing is on the next one, 7.6, set the spending error. As for no, these schools seem to be concentrated in the Western province only. Just to delete that claim.
Thanks a lot for the input. Because you are correct. I will just keep looking. You are correct. These recommendations are open-ended. So I think let us just the rider at the bottom. And you people can give me the wording. Where we say, the Department of Education should report to the committee within 10 days' time on what will be their processes, not sometimes, their processes in, where's the wording? Where's the wording, people? Huh? All right.
Let's
make it just without a bit, and you can speak. Because we are all teachers, you need a solution that is far from going back to us.
Yes, I agree completely with my two colleagues. What I said about the
maybe not if we could not emphasize, because the issue of speech, we talked about it very clearly. I think it was an issue for a very long time that we need to move towards this, but not necessarily the academic knowledge that is there. So that if we talk of the establishment of non-schools of speech, and we mentioned that it should be prioritized, I'm not sure. So that if we talk of establishment,
all I wanted to say in terms of us meeting the provincial department, my view would be that we relate directly, more directly with the national than the provincial one. Not that we can't share with them, but I think we can maybe issue them with copies we can see them in terms of our own findings and so that they go through them themselves and then see what to do. But it's national department and the minister who can help us realize our findings. And I think we can have that intent in terms of refocusing the department. Either in terms of budgeting for these issues, wherein they need major financial resources. But some of them thought about finance. If you look at 7.8, although the language there may be somewhat misleading, it says transition of learners from schools of speech to refugee colleges. I think it's almost the same issue that we talk about when we're doing articulation. So for the language to be consistent and clear as to what we're referring to, that's who we want to talk articulation then. But I don't think it necessarily needs funding. This has to come together and clear certain things so that these kids are not frustrated as to how they should now move and further their studies in refugee colleges and so on. We need to deal with that. But I wanted to agree with you that probably let's get this reported to the department, show the normal procedures that are there, but also ensuring that they should facilitate implementation of these issues and come back to us within a reasonable time frame as to what is it that they're doing with these particular issues. Like the issue of certification, I don't think we can live with that for long. They complete, but you can't reward them with anything. But you claim them for the particular field, in a particular industrial field, I think it's wrong.
No, I agree with you. And I think what is important, the department has to come here and say in front of me, sitting here, that we can't instruct them. We are the fact. And it means if we are not going to give timelines in which to do this work, then it means we have to flip. Then we don't need to have a committee at all. So I feel that we must put timeline in place. Because I spoke already to the DG of Education. And I think from time to time there will be findings and recommendations from the committee. And you know, and the only thing we're asking for is that you come to this committee and tell us if we can do it or we can't do it. But if you say you can't do it, you tell us when are you going to do it. So let's leave the benefit of doubt to them. Yes, Honourable Member?
No, I agree with the processes, but part of what I'm saying is, you know, this oversight was initiated by this committee, not with the national department, with the provincial department, the Western Cape. Now, these recommendations which we are making now were not discussed with the provincial department to get sort of the what they went and looking for. And the committee, especially those members who are not part of this, may not be afraid with what is being contained in this report. So to clarify issues, even these recommendations, before we go to national, I thought it would be proper to first have a meeting with the provincial to clarify some of these recommendations, compile them properly, then go to national with a solid report and solid recommendations with some input from the provincial department. That's what I was saying. But anyway, my recommendation is not cut in stone. It was just a
recommendation. I thank you for that. But there is a process that has to be followed. And our process is the link to the national department. And then the national department links up to the province. Because another way which it was is that to put it through NCLT. Go through NCLT. And we asked NCLT, because okay, they work directly with provinces to see that this is implemented. But what we could do, you know, to accommodate everyone, this report, once it has been, went into the ACC, you know, what we can do is, it could be sent to, we just see it, we got to have a discussion with provincial department takes place through the national department or NCLT, which is correct. So what could be done, as it says, we follow the processes, it goes to NCLT, and we ask NCLT to go into this matter and give us a report back, and with NCLT give a timeline to. Because I thought, once this is in the ACC, it can still go to that, you know, the provincial department. We can send it to them, you know, with a covering letter, and ask them to, through NCLT, to give us a report back. So we get two report backs. Let's compromise. I'm not going to take your honorable member. Let us just go that route. Or else we're going around in circles all the time. Is this report moved? Who moves the report? Yes, Honorable Mushwana. Honorable, so I think that is now scheduled. Thanks a lot, Honorable Minister. So far, I think we have 4 minutes here. The minutes of the 27th of February, 2011. This was a petition by Ms. Ruenge, oversight visit to the Eastern Cape, and adoption of minutes. Page 1 is agreed to. Page 2 is a presentation Mr. Luenga made to us, agreed to. Page 3 is still the presentation and the visit to KwaZulu-Natal in the Eastern Cape, agreed to. As page 3 the visit, still the petition and the adoption of a draft report on the oversight visit to the Eastern Cape in KwaZulu-Natal. Agreed to? And then page 4, it says the report that was adopted in the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of February, 2011. Agreed to? It's just processes, people. The process is taking place in the committee. Who moved this minute for adoption? Fine, let's do a move and second. Let's look at the 1st of March. Let's see why we shall be under these minutes. Oh, last 6 minutes. Alright. Let's look at the 1st of March, draft minutes. Let's look at page 1. Agreed to? It's on the ball, people. Alright, it's on the ball. Agreed to? Page 2, the amendment. Agreed to? Page 3 is just my signature. Who moves and moves second?
Yeah, I'll just get to the
end of the move. Second? Who second? Alright. Let's look at the next 8 minutes. March. March the second. Page 1, agreed to? Agreed to? Page 2 agreed to? Who moved? It's just a process, people. The process we were amending this bar.
My apology.
Your apology is there. Alright, your apology is on the next day. Mark Cabrera, second. Let us just see whether he is on the minute, yeah. And Mark Cabrera, who second? What do you see to name it? Of course, now we were.
Well, I was there.
Oh, you were there.
I was there.
All right, now we are going to move. Let's look at the minutes of the draft, minute of the third. First page agreed to. And everyone agrees with our apologies there. Eh?
Yeah.
All right. Second page agreed to. Agreed. Only one signature. Eh? All right. A mover, who moves? Who second? Who second? Who second? Who second? We got a mover. The movement is to mark out on the command. Alright. Look at the different section. There's a Gina, there's a Macubera, there's a Moni, there's a Cortana. Alright, we got the movement.
Can you add the other two?
Yes. We're just looking the IP, you know what they say, eh? Honourable member? Yes?
I might be wrong. I think I was in. I know I did send an apology because I'm serving on another committee. But we finished early there and then I joined.
Yeah,
so I wonder whether the apology still stands me if I attend the meeting. Or could something be said about it so that I'm not seen to have been absent completely when actually I was there 75% of the time because the other meeting was very short.
Alright, we'll check on that one. I think. Yes, Honourable Mushwana.
I want to check if you are referred to go somewhere else and it appears that you apologize, like that's like this. What the last time I was deployed, you need chairperson to go and do something and like I apologize. I don't think
The thing is that for the apologies we have the letters for where people were. Because if it's an apology you made, you were deployed, so you were forced to make an apology. I don't think there's a difference.
Okay.
Because look at what happened on Tomishwana. We have this letter where you said I apologize because I'm going to be deployed to that field development workshop. You know, things like that. Or if there's a difference, she would make a difference. Alright. The GA apologies are attached to the attendance register. On from Macubera?
Unless if you were done with somebody moving and presenting for the good pass on that, I wanted to come on to you. But members who were away.
Tomorrow, that is the name. So you must expect next week, besides doing this report. That is going through the report of the department. The department, there was a problem with the department that the documentation, you know, that glossy document, you know, it won't be ready. And I requested the department to table the report in a file. You know, the file is just neat and tidy, and each member is supposed to get a file. Because we can't wait until the documentation is ready. So from next week, we're going to start with our oversight processes. In order, is it still the same, Mr. Van Heerden? What's happening?
Yes, yes, Madam Chair, I was under the impression that the presentation of the stress plan would take place at the date of the 22nd and the 23rd, and then there was another communication with the department.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Exactly what is happening, because at the moment we only have the embargo.